All right, here we are on another episode of Fry Bread Journeys here on the Mighty 690, joined by Chris Crane and Amy Dollar. Good morning, ladies. Welcome.
Osio, Osta, Konahi Sonali, which is good Monday morning.
Thank you. Excellent.
She knows some chocolate. I'm doing this
You're
stuff.
Doing it. It's good.
I'm doing it. Okay. So I first want to say thanks to Stenjati for letting us use this song, Greasy Fry Bread,
yes,
for a little opening number. Yeah. And pretty good stuff. I wish we'd play the whole thing, really. Well, sometimes. But honestly, you know, I told you on Naffy, the Naffy Note things on Thursday, I'd gone to that ribbon dress fashion show down at Veneta. They played this song. That was one of the songs that the girls on the catwalk walked to. And I was just kind of sitting there going, cool. Hey, this is familiar. I thought, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that one, I like that song. We hear that. And it's on, we heard it, the first time we ever heard it was on Reservation Dogs when we were watching Hulu. And we're like, that is so cool. So we looked it up, found out he was, you know, from Oklahoma. And that was a lot of fun. So very cool.
But I wrote some notes here, just what we this was funny because we walked in and talked about celebrity birthdays. And whose birthday is it, Amy?
It's Kristen Chenoweth's birthday.
Yay. Born in Broken Arrow. She's got a really high voice, and she's been on Broadway, Wicked.
Yes, and my daughter watches a show called The Descendants on Disney, and it's all the, like, Snow White's kids or the Dalmatian ladies' kids, and so she is, she plays Maleficent on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I get to see her pretty regular.
I know the show.
On TV there. Yeah, it's a pretty, it's a little kid's show.
And I know she came to McCain Auditorium there in Manhattan, and she came out and she had a Sonic, like, Route 44 cup, and she just, like, started rattling it around. She's like, you're my people.
Well, that's right.
You know?
Only in Oklahoma and Kansas. Well, I thought it was funny because we were just talking, and I had it typed up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And the only other thing I really thought was cool was on July 24th of 1936, the state record for the hottest day in Kansas was set in Alton, Kansas, which is like north of Russell. It was 121 degrees today. Let's hope that
yeah,
doesn't happen
wanna,
around
here. We don't
want
to break that record
We don't want to break that record today. But we talked about, we didn't have an opportunity to go anywhere this last month.
No.
She was busy. I've been busy. I will tell you that our show is now a half hour. We've been lucky enough to get a new sponsor, the Cooperative Credit Union.
Yes, thank you, Cooperative Credit Union.
But we also talked about places we do want to go. But we did post after the last show, hoeing it up here so you can see the picture.
That's a nice looking book,
It is a cute book. It's called Fry Bread, and it's by Kevin Noble Maillard. And we decided to have a drawing for it, and you had to get on our page, Frybrick Journeys,
comment. Share.
We had probably about a couple dozen, and this morning before I came in, I drew, and it was, little drum roll, Nancy Finley up here in Coffeyville. And Congratulations, Nancy, and I will get in touch with you, and we will get you this book.
Yeah, so that's a nice hardback children's book.
I don't know that we're going to do a drawing every month, but I do have something for, not this month, but the next. I've got something to put on there. Yeah, for September.
Nice.
The September drawing. So I think that'll be kind of cool. We've talked about, we talked before on there about how we went to Riders Ford.
Yeah, that was still a lot of fun. I want to do that again.
Well, now, I mean, Colby Howard down at Naffy wants us to go. He wants to take us down there and show us where to find arrowheads.
I think that'll be really interesting. I've never gotten to look for arrowheads before.
Never done it?
Oh, yeah. I've done it in Ohio, actually. They're flint arrowheads that we found on a family member's property there.
Was and it just, like in a creek?
It was along the side of actually a road that was, you know, that had happened to be there. But I think that road was, you know, newer. But yeah, we were just kind of walking along that gravel road and you'd find actually just arrowheads.
Probably
just,
it had been before it was just,
it was a trail.
It had been a path, a trail. And then that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they've ever found anything else down there because when we went, you know how I'm nervy about heights and stuff, and they were pointing farther down, and I was thinking, how are we going to get down that bluff? And I guess I'm just going to close my eyes when we go down there.
I think we can just walk.
Well, it was like farther up that bend. He said we have to take a ATV, and I was like,
that won't be too
nervous.
Bad.
Maybe you should do a horse. Yeah,
I would do a horse.
Yeah, the horses, they're sure-footed.
I would do a horse a lot faster than the cars. It makes me nervous because it just looked like kind of a drop. But I don't know. We'll look.
My dad found some in Spencerville, Oklahoma. Oh, okay. And then, so I have a few that he found when he was younger. But those are the only... He's the only person I ever knew who found any. So I am very anxious to get to go do that. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, down at the Dalton Museum, there is a huge... a display.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the Native American room. And when we were moving over from the old museum site, it's missing a couple of them. I don't know what happened to them, but this kid collected them. It's pretty big. It's a good size frame. And what was funny was I remember afterwards, we had another Boy Scout that came in and he had all this collection of Boy Scout stuff. And it turned out it was the same guy. They gave all the Boy Scout, I mean, he kept everything, his badges, everything. And then it was the same one that had done that collection. He was a veterinarian.
Hmm.
And I thought, well, that's, so if you get a chance, go down to the museum. It's in the Native American room.
It is very nice and it looks very cool. It's hanging on the wall. Yeah. There's pottery from, Victoria Vasquez. And then there's, different, I said her name right?
You did.
Vasquez.
Right. Yeah. I wanted to and make Tommy sure Wildcat. There's
and
a flute.
Yes, there's his flute. And there's some other things in there as well that were donated by the Cherokee Nation. But that display, the area, there's it's pretty cool. Yeah, go to the museum. Check it out.
That's something. That is. I mean, especially it's air conditioned, so it's a really good place to go.
It is.
That's right.
You've got to tell me, what is National Cousins Day? Is that just one of those days?
I didn't know
if you knew anything about that. I thought that was pretty cool.
Second cousins.
I do, too. I have lots of cousins.
Second
and then
thirds.
I have people that I just say are my cousins, so, aren't really.
I will tell you, that I noticed this around Indian country. You know, we're all related, so we all call each other cousins. And... who was it? Well, I went to, when they did the Will Rogers signing, the chief's father, Chuck Hoskins Sr., he got up and gave a speech, and it was something of the effect about cousins. And I remember him saying, hey, as far as I know, there were only 7 people that got off that ark. So we must all be related. And I thought that was pretty cute.
I like that. That's pretty funny. Well, have anybody... Today's National Cousins Day,
say
hi to your cousin.
Give him a hug. Give him a hug. And I put down about how, I didn't talk about it on Thursday, but I went to a dinner in Veneta last Tuesday, I guess. And it was for people that had worked on the Hoskins Warner campaign when he was running for chief and they were deputy chief, which they won, and very handily. But they had a little dinner for some of the people that had worked. So we went down and there were a lot of tribal counselors there. And it was really nice. The food was good. And I guess I'm personally looking forward to see what another 4 years of leadership from Hoskins Warner, because I think they've done so much. I'm impressed with what's happened so far. And I think we will have a better future, a great future for us. So,
which is good when people are happy with our politicians and leaders. So that's always...
I did talk about the potluck we had on the 13th, and Amy was not there.
I did not make it there.
I'm very disappointed.
I was disappointed as well. It's mainly Nick's fault.
Really good food, and we had Chris Welch. She was the IT director for Cherokee Nation to talk to us. And then I went last Thursday. I went, was that the 20th? I went to Dewey to their... potluck for a Cherokee cultural community.
They have a very nice community center.
Very nice community center. And there were probably about 30 people. And they had Brad Wagnon from Cherokee Nation to talk about emergency preparedness, tornado shelters, and that kind of stuff. It was pretty interesting. And while we were there, of course, we ate. It was pretty good. Monty Layton provided burnt ends, and they were excellent.
That sounds super good.
And we had grape salad, which I have brought and prepared myself.
Oh, that's great. So what is in grape salad?
Grapes. No. Okay. First of all, Amy and I both have had this grape salad.
I've never had it.
You haven't. So this is going to be, I wish we had the camera on you so we could see your, but this recipe,
to come to this side.
This recipe is from Lyle Martin.
Yes, yeah, so say, I've only had Lyle's grape salad, so I'm anxious to try this too. So,
I mean,
since you followed
the same
his recipe,
salad.
It'll be...
It's the same salad. Yes. But, you know, I will tell you, the first time my mom and I were talking, she goes, when I looked at it, I thought, this isn't what I want. But then when you eat it, and it, I don't know why it's called a salad, because go ahead, try some.
It smells kind of like, it smells kind of like the, what is that? Mm. Fruity Pebbles. That's kind of what it smells like.
Oh, you're going to like it.
It's really good for breakfast.
I think it's a good. So,
it's super good.
You like that sweet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, it's 8 ounces of softened cream cheese, a cup of sour cream, a third of a cup of sugar, and 2 teaspoons of vanilla. I mean, that's literally it. And just mix it really well. And then the hardest part is pulling the grapes off the stems. I'm seriously, that's it. And rinsing them off and letting them drain well, and then dumping them in there. Put them in a pan, and then you sprinkle brown sugar on top and some chopped pecans. Get a little texture in there. How easy is that? And I found out from Lyle that it's in the, is it KGGF that did that, the little cookbook things?
Oh, yeah. Mm, yep.
It's in that. It's actually in that, and I didn't know it.
Oh, look at that.
It's in the OK Cooking School cookbook.
Okay.
I think you can get one out here.
Yeah, they're out in the
front. You can pick one up at the chamber, too.
Okay.
And because I have a few there because we were excited. Actually, Lyle had a couple of recipes
in there. I think he had another
recipe
in there, soup recipe,
and Mary
too.
Jane, she had one in there. It was a different grape salad. It wasn't like this. It was not like our grape salad, but it was titled a grape salad. It had cheese and things in
well,
there.
Well, and this is like refreshing for summer.
It is. Exactly. It's super good.
Exactly. And so we were very happy. So I really like this stuff. And I don't know. And it works out neat because Lyle Martin, that we got the recipe from, is president of the Cooperative Credit Union. So I'm going to put my plug in.
Yes, it's right down here on 8th and Willow.
It's right at 313 West 9th. And they are our newest sponsors. We're happy to have them. And when I was talking to them the other day, I didn't know this, that the Cooperative Credit Union was actually established in 1937. It was private, and it was through the co-op. And then it became open to the public in 2015. And they have everything there, just like a regular bank, safety deposit boxes, checking. I think, actually, if you're a member there, when you purchase, you purchase a membership. So you're... It's a not-for-profit, so you actually get free checking.
Yes.
And he told me that Friday is National Love Your Credit Union Day.
Love Your Credit Union Day.
So love your credit union, and if you don't have a credit union, go down to Cooperative and get an account going.
And not only will Lyle be very helpful, but everybody.
Oh, they're all
there,
nice.
Anytime you go in there, everybody's super nice. They're super informative and helpful. And if you need a cooperative credit union or a credit union, that's the one to use.
And you know, I hadn't thought about it. I don't have a safety deposit box, and I told my husband I think we need to get. I think it's important. I've got one of those metal boxes at home, but I think it would be better to have a lot of important papers, deeds, and stuff put away somewhere else.
I have a tornado bag with my little metal box in there, yes.
Yep.
That has absolutely no legal documents or important papers at all. It has what I feel is important, and it is not of anything of any value to anyone but me.
I have like a little metal two-drawer filing cabinet, and I have this in there, but I keep thinking some of this stuff probably, we paid our house off, and I think I need to get the deed and the title and everything put somewhere else. So, I mean, that would be a smart thing to do.
I have my grandpa's Marine Corps jacket from Korea in there, and I have a...
That's interesting.
I have my special turquoise ceremonial necklace that my Uncle Steve gave me, my great-Uncle Steve, my Aunt Louise, and I have... My grandma's pearls, see, stuff like that. Stuff that is of absolutely no value. That is my tornado bag. So if there is a tornado, I am prepared to... run with my bag to my designated shelter.
So this is a resounding yes on this.
Absolutely. It's really good.
I want to eat more, but I feel like everyone I know, can hear me.
I'm trying to eat away from the mic, so I'm not.
I was going to say, do eat away from the mic, but I actually brought enough, so there's stuff to there's some in there to share. But I don't know. I know my husband. He says this is really, it's really good.
Now the real test will see if we can get Matt Jordan to eat it.
Do you think
I don't
he
know.
Will?
I don't. I well, he doesn't do fruit generally, so
really,
yeah. I don't know if he does grapes or not. That's one of those ones I'm not sure on.
Don't eat fruit; you're gonna get scurvy.
I know. He probably has it.
And this makes me think of, and he's probably gonna kill me. But Daryl Harbaugh, you know, he was the debate coach at Phil Kinley for I don't know 30 some odd years, and I was his assistant for probably I don't know. 17 years. And I used to, you know, you travel every weekend and we've got kids and everything and we ate out a lot. And I was his next door neighbor also for about 9 years. And it was kind of a joke. I think he eats bananas. I don't know that it's fruit so much as vegetables.
Matt doesn't eat vegetables. Man.
Yeah, certain vegetables he didn't eat. And I always said he was going to have scurvy or something if he didn't. What is wrong with you? But there would be, he would surprise me and eat something that, you know, I imagine that I could probably order a meal for him because, you know, you just know that he wasn't going to want carrots or something.
Well, him and Matt must be, have something in common because they got the same car. So
there you go.
Yep. He and Matt have the same car,
same color, everything.
Really,
exact same.
Same car. Wow. Don't like fruits and vegetables. There you go.
There you go. Poor Daryl, poor Matt. We're not really making fun of you, but you know, we're impressed that you've survived and you're walking, I guess, without eating vegetables.
I like Brussels sprouts.
So. Oh, I do too.
Oh. Don't even get me started on this. I love them.
So we were looking around, and I was looking to see what was up in the Choctaw Nation, because that's where my people. That's what, and my mom lives. My mom has a house down in Canadian, and it's my dad's side that our you know, native ancestry comes from. But I thought it was very interesting. My mom bought a house or a lake spot that's like within 20 minutes of all our old cemetery. So I got to go see all my people over Thanksgiving. I got to go and see graves I'd never seen before. And that was a lot of fun. But Tuscahoma, which is about 3 hours from here, is the Choctaw Nation capital. And they have a huge, I have like the microphone in the way of my computer to read. They have a huge Labor Day festival at their nation's capital. And there will be a living village. There'll be a cornhole tournament, a princess pageant, dancing. There's going to be sporting events. I would like to watch a stick ball. I'd love to watch a stick ball event. I'd love to watch that.
It's Labor Day weekend.
Yes. Okay. But I think it'd be so much fun to see that. They have volleyball and a quilt show on September 1st. But then they have like a two nights of music, and I thought that was very neat because I was looking at the artists, and Diamond Rio is one of them.
Oh, wow.
We should like be telling Chris Frong that on his station, because that's probably about their stick there. But the museum will be open. There'll be arts and crafts, food vendors. I saw they will have Indian tacos and funnel cake, and they'll probably have other food vendors. But it'll be a week long festival. I thought it was really neat. They have like camping where you can tent camp. And they have a scramble to where if you don't have your pre-reserved spot, there's a day where you have to run, and mark your spot for your tent. So if you don't...
How far is Tuscahoma?
From here, about 3 hours.
Well, Tahlequah is about 3 hours. Labor Day weekend is the Cherokee national holiday, too.
That is very cool. I was reading that the Choctaw Nation started meeting. That was their... They would start meeting at that weekend because of... That was a time for the chief and the leaders to be able to find out what the community needed and kind of have meetings.
Labor Day weekend, you're off on Monday.
Well,
I don't know.
This one had a backstory I was reading. And so that was when they would meet, and then they turned it into a fun Labor Day event that
I have been down to Tahlequah for Cherokee, you know, national holiday. This year, it's really interesting. I joined the Indian Women's Pocahontas Club out of Claremore, which is the oldest women's organization in the state of Oklahoma. And I have a new chair dress. And I was told there's a parade, and one of the neat things is we're going to be on a float. I'm sure I'll be sweltering in this dress. But
that's awesome.
Keith Austin, who's one of the tribal counselors, his mother, Ollie Starr, is the executive director, and she's a lovely lady. And they said that's one of the highlights, is because the dresses are very bright. Mine's is kind of a blue, and there's one of the ladies had a turquoise, and there's red. And there's it's just a float with all these different dresses on there. So I'm excited about doing that. And then going in November, we do a wreath laying at the Will Rogers Memorial.
That'll be interesting.
I know. I'm kind of excited about the whole thing.
I think it'll be cool to be on the float in your dress.
I almost
see a bunch of people like that.
I put on here about going to pick up this tear dress from Cindy Evans. She has Two Needles Design over in Chelsea. And I should have called you yesterday, because I thought my mom, I took her, and she's from around the area. And we came back, and we went through Winganon, which is one of the, like, on the north side of Lake Ulagaw. And it's really kind of a pretty little drive. And I thought, I should have called Amy and just, because I know you haven't been down there.
Man, I could have got out of mowing.
I mowed too. But it would have been kind of neat to have a little general store over there. And we could have got some more Pepsi and peanuts or whatever you
That would have been funny. Yeah, because I haven't been to a lot of places in northeast Oklahoma. It kind of sounds funny to say that. I'm like, I haven't been to Tulsa, you know, and places like that, but I've been to Tahlequah, but all these little, the like Chelsea area to the border. I've been to Miami, but
if we don't get Bill to take us somewhere, I've been to the museum in Nowata, and I think you would really enjoy it. There's a lot of stuff about the natives in the area.
That's a good idea.
I didn't even know it existed until about a year ago.
I just saw the sign for it, actually, the other day.
It's right across from the Depot Cafe, which, that's a good place to eat, too.
I used to always see it, but I never can catch it open.
I think you got a good trip ready.
I think right there. I mean, really, seriously, right there. But I think Bill got his brother brought him a book, and it was about a history in Owatta County. And there was kind of interesting. I was reading it. My husband, I said, hey, there was something at this site right here a long time ago. And he kind of enjoyed the whole thing. But I think he gets a little tired of me. And I actually, if I wrote on there, you know, I put the shout out to my other sponsor, Charlie Crane. I was really irritated when I typed this. What can we say about him except that yesterday he drove me crazy with loud comments on a movie that he was watching? I mean, really. I told him that I was going to say all this on the air about him driving me crazy. And he said, hey, good or bad comments, it's recognition. What do I care? I'm sponsoring you. So, well, I love you, honey.
Thank you, Charlie.
You were very, very irritating last night.
Was this in a movie theater or at home?
No, we're sitting at home and I'm trying to type stuff and get an idea. And I don't even know what the movie was, but he had a comment. And it was kind of a dumb movie, okay? But that really got me. Just every time he goes, oh yeah, do this, that's right, and I got tickled about it. And finally I said, I can't concentrate and think with you making these comments all the time. And he said whatever. And I said, well, I'm going to tell people on air, that's what I'm going to say about you, since you don't have a business. I guess this is his business to irritate me. But he was fine with that.
Either way, we appreciate you and thank you.
Yeah. You want me to go ahead and give the this month's fry bread recipe?
Yes, do.
Because it's pretty easy, but it's also different. It's 2 1/3 cup of flour, all-purpose. Make sure it's all-purpose. The difference is 3 tablespoons of powdered milk. Some people, I use milk when I make mine, but I don't use powdered milk. And then that said 4 tablespoons of melted butter. That was a lot different.
That's different.
And 1 1/2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 3/4 cup of water. And what I was reading about this was the butter, the powdered milk, it's going to make the dough more tender, which, okay.
I'm going to try this one.
But I think this will try.
And someone was telling me that if you let butter like melt on its own, or like get soft on its own versus putting it in the microwave, like they say the microwave is bad. I don't
really
know. That's more for cakes, maybe. But they said that, you should not microwave butter to melt it. I don't know.
I feel kind of bad because I do that.
I do that all the time. But they say it makes it more like tender. So maybe if you let it sit out and get all.
What about in a saucepan on the stove?
I know. Wouldn't that be the same thing?
Well, that's what I would think. Unless these microwave.
I don't think it's that. Who knows? I mean, it might be more for cake, to be honest.
Don't forget when you make fry bread to poke a hole in the middle because that's going to make it. Otherwise, it just puffs up.
Turns into like a
sopapilla. And I guess that's what you want. And it'll easier to flip and everything. And according to the recipe, it should make 8 to 10 pieces. Of course, that's how big you want them. But I thought you could probably add a little sugar to the mix if you wanted to sweet.
You could definitely do that. Well, I make big ones for our tacos, and then I make little ones for Maisie to have her sweet stuff on at the end. And it's sweet stuff is whatever is available at our house. She might use honey. She might use syrup. She uses syrup. And stick your idea of a new syrup.
I'm telling you what.
That was good.
So what do you use to fry? Like what's typically?
Well, Crisco.
Okay. Just do the Crisco.
That's it. And the idea of fry bread, of course, I've said it before, is that it really started with the Navajos, and they were, you know, forcibly removed by the government, and they were given supplies.
Yeah, white flour and lard.
Flour, pretty much it. So they had to come up with something, and then it's become almost like a universal thing for all tribes. And some tribes and people are ashamed of it because it seems like it brings back bad memories of, you know, how they'd been treated. But I think for a lot of it's a source of pride because we've overcome.
Yeah, if we can make it on this with just this, now we can take fancy stuff.
And you need to get on the Facebook page too. I've been posting some pretty funny little memes about, I just had one. It said something about if fry bread can handle being slapped around by a native woman, then you can too.
Oh
stay
my gosh.
Strong.
I saw that one yesterday and I showed that to Nick. I thought that one was super
It was
funny.
Pretty good. It was pretty good. I posted, that one of Lou Diamond Phillips.
That's my favorite one.
Have you looked at the page? Lou,
I need to see it. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Bare chest, it says, hey, girl, heard you make some good fried bread. And I said, yes, why, yes, I do. That's what I will get for it. So I don't know. Do we have much time left?
You got a few minutes here.
I saw that an 8-year-old boy, a Cherokee boy, did you see that? From Stillwell,
yes.
Oklahoma, 8 years old, folks. He just won the World Stars of Golf, the Junior Golf Championship in Las Vegas, and he shot even par. They only play 9 holes, so he had 3 rounds.
I like that he was a lefty.
Yes.
And that he played golf right-handed.
I think he is left-handed, but he was using his dad's club, and we'd have to flip him over, so he decided he would just teach himself how to play right-handed, and he's going to compete
in
the U.S. Kids Golf Championship in North Carolina. And 2 years ago, he tied for 7th. That was his best. 6 years old, he tied for 7th? Good Lord. I mean, I like to play golf, but oh my goodness!
I thought that was very cool.
Anyway, that's amazing to me. So, please follow and like our Facebook page.
Yes, do.
We will again. Congratulations to Nancy Finley for winning the Fry Bread book, and thank you again to both Charlie Crane and the Cooperative Credit
Union.
Yes,
thank you.
We are so happy to have you as a sponsor. I think that in the future we could look at maybe having some people come on and doing a little bit of an interview and asking questions. And I would like to say Bill, but Bill won't come on the air. He won't do it.
Well, Riley wanted to. He wanted to come on and talk about regional eating and local eating and the health benefits of that. But I think Monday mornings are his inspector kill days or something.
Yeah.
So we're trying to see if we can work around if he can make it here someday. And August 12th, I know that I don't think we'll have a show before that. And I don't know if our listeners are very interested, but hey, you might be. Sten Jotty, who is so nice to let us use his song, he will be at the Shrine in Tulsa in concert. And he usually always has other local indigenous artists there as well. And it looks like it's lots of fun. I never get to go to concerts because I'm always busy.
No, me too.
But I wish I could go. And if you have time to go, I think it looks like an awesome, fun event. So check them out. It'll be Sten Jotty at the Shrine Barn
on
August 12th.
August 28th is when we're on next.
Yes.
So I looked. And I'm going to end my part with just saying Osta Igaheda, which means have a great day. And it's Osta is good, but when you say it like that, Osta Igaheda, it means it's definitive. You have a great day.
And that means she means it.
I mean it.
I like it.
I mean
There's
it.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
That's right.
That's
You're
going to
have a great day.
All righty.
Thanks for having us today.
Absolutely. Well, Chris Crane, Amy Dollar, another episode of Fry Bread Journeys in the books. But like you said, everyone can follow your adventures throughout the month on Facebook. And then make sure you tune in here for the big event every week. Every month on that. So
every week
would be fun. Yeah, every month here. And check out every week or maybe every day here on the Facebook page.
Done a doggo.
All righty.
Done a doggo. Until we meet again.
Sounds good. Hey, thank you so much, ladies, and look forward to chatting here again next month on Fry Bread Journeys.